RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second half hour of this Hump Day Wednesday, the last day of 2025. Thank you, God. December 31st edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. My phone number to text me during the show, 231-360-5140. Again, 231-360-5140. Store that in your phone as Trucker Randy. YourDefendingFathers.com is the website for the show. The TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one. And then search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. Store all that under Trucker Randy. Greatly appreciate it. If you've never stored that phone number or you've never texted that phone number, do me a favor. If you're listening right now on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, only on the poll, not on the websites, not on the apps, but just on the poll, and you've never texted me before, please send me a text right now and tell me what area or city you're listening to the radio station. I'd like to hear from some new listeners that have never texted me before. So again, if you're listening to the radio station, 97.7 FM, you've never texted me before, text me your name and the city that you're listening to 97.7. Just your first name only. That's all I would like. And I'll announce it here on the show. Again, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate it. Well, starting tomorrow, there's going to be some changes when it comes to the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program for five states. Residents in five states in the country who receive the federal food assistance will face new restrictions on their benefits when it comes to purchasing soda, candy, and other items categorized as being unhealthy. This all goes into effect tomorrow, January 1st. This is the first push to overhaul the SNAP program. And these are the states: Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia. They're the first states to sign up, leading the charge on the new restrictions through waivers approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA made some changes that will affect 1.4 million SNAP participants under the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again initiative. This is an initiative pioneered by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as the Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins. Far too long, Americans have been buying the wrong foods, leading to obesity and diabetes. Many are tied to sugary beverages and snacks. Now, SNAP assists 42 million Americans across the entire country. in these five states, it's only 1.4 million. But nationwide, 42 million folks have a bridge card, a SNAP benefits card. And it costs the country $100 billion a year. $100 billion. Now, this has long permitted purchases of most foods and beverages, except, of course, alcohol, tobacco, and any hot prepared items. So, for example, every time I go to Costco, I bring home a roasted chicken. They do really good roasted chicken at Costco for $4.99. They're huge. They're very tasty. And I bring one home. But if you were using SNAP benefits, you wouldn't be able to purchase a roasted chicken or any type of hot foods. Anything that's prepared hot, you cannot purchase already. Well, Kennedy said in his statement, "We cannot continue a system that forces taxpayers to fund programs that make people sick and then pay a second time to treat the illnesses that those very programs help create." For example, sugary drinks, snacks, leading to obesity and complications with diabetes. Kennedy says, then we have to put people on pre-diabetic medications. Some end up having to take insulin. Now, out of the states listed, Utah and West Virginia will prohibit soda and soft drinks. Nebraska, they are going to ban soda and energy drinks. State to our southwest, Indiana, they're going to ban soft drinks and candy. In Iowa, they're going to impose the broadest restrictions, barring taxable foods such as soda, candy, and other even prepared items. The obesity rates has led to this. Finding out that SNAP participants had almost double the obesity rate than eligible non-participants, meaning folks who are eligible but don't get on the program. SNAP participants came in at 30% obese, the other folks 17%. This, according to the National Institutes of Health's study. Now, these restrictions represent a shift from a historical federal policy under the 1964 Food Stamp Act. Later, it was changed, amended, and renamed in 2008. To the Food and Nutrition Act, getting rid of the food stamp name, changing it, enhancing it, which they stressed broad access back in 2008. Many states were informed to make sure that they instructed their general public about it, and it was something that they chose to do back in 2008. Well, previous proposals to restrict certain items, including steak or junk food, were shut down due to the implementation costs, as well as the unclear health benefits, according to then USDA studies. Well, in September this year, under the new directors, the USDA proposed changing SNAP stocking rules for retailers to provide healthier food options for those in the program. Under the current administration, states are incentivized to apply for waivers so that they can start introducing restrictions. Indiana Governor Mike Braun said, "This isn't the usual top-down, one-size-fits-all public health agenda. We here in Indiana were looking at these particular restrictions last spring. We're focused on the root causes. We want transparent scientific information and real results." Well, the Trump administration has approved related restrictions in six other states: Hawaii, Missouri, North Dakota, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Per the broader Make America Healthy Again initiative, Oklahoma has also requested exclusions for soda and candy, while Kennedy has urged governors nationwide to also remove sugary drinks. I have a very simple question. Why don't I see Michigan on here? Many of these states have Democrat governors. Hawaii, the one that pops out at me the biggest. Now, why is it that if Hawaii wants a waiver and restrict these types of foods and sugary drinks, snacks, why isn't Michigan on this list? What is the agenda of Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer? She obviously has been informed about this program. They've notified all the states. Why isn't Michigan on this list? Does Whitmer want people to be fat in Michigan, causing health-related issues from these sugary drinks, snacks, soda? Again, why? That's the question I ask. Why isn't Governor Gretchen Whitmer on this list? We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this story, these SNAP programs starting on Thursday in some handful of states are making the purchase of soda, candy, sugary snacks not being allowed to be purchased with a SNAP bridge card. Anybody on the federal program that gets implemented through the states will not be able to make those purchases. Again, these governors nationwide need to remove sugary drinks from the SNAP program, highlighting obvious health concerns, said Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The waivers are good for 2 years and can be extended for an additional 3 years as long as they provide evaluations along the way. So these five states plus the additional six, they're making slightly less restrictions. They have to monitor the health of these individuals and be able to provide documentation. Basically, give some feedback to the restrictions to see if people are actually getting healthier because they're not consuming soda, sugary snacks, and other items. So we'll keep an eye on this. But again, my question, why isn't Michigan imposing these restrictions? Forcing people to buy healthier food with their benefits? Makes sense to me. But anyway, we'll see where this goes. Now, I do want to bring your attention to the last regular season football games this weekend. This is the last weekend of regular season football before the playoffs begin. And a very interesting game, kind of saving face, is going to be the 425 game on Fox on Sunday. Now, this is Sunday, January 4th, this coming Sunday. Detroit Lions, horrible season, lots of injuries, lost a bunch of key players. They're 8-8. Now, they are going to go into Chicago at Soldier Field and play the Chicago Bears, who's in first place in their division. They're 11-5. Now, they're a much improved team from the beginning of the season when the Lions played them in Detroit, and Detroit basically stomped them. I believe it was week two or three early on. We had most of our team, most of the players, and we put a shellacking on them. Well, now it looks like they may be getting their butts kicked in Chicago. If that happens, the Lions will have a losing season. They'll end up 8-9. And Chicago wants to win the game because they're trying to get the number one seed in the NFC. Now, there's another night game Sunday night. This is going to be the one for the AFC division winners. Baltimore Ravens, like the Lions, are 8-8, and they're going into Pittsburgh. The Steelers are 9-7. Whoever wins this game Sunday night at 8:20, this is going to be on NBC, folks. Well, whoever wins this game will be the division winner and have home field advantage in the first round of the wild card. So it's going to be a very interesting game. Looking forward to it. 4 o'clock game, the Lions at Chicago Bears, and then Baltimore Ravens going into Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night. So get your snacks ready for Sunday. It's going to be an awesome weekend. They even have some games, I believe, on Saturday. Let me pull this up. Oh, yeah, this one. This is a good one, too. Saturday night, January 3rd, this is going to be on ESPN. Seattle Seahawks, 13-3, going into San Francisco. The 49ers are 12-4, both winning seasons in the hunt for home field advantage. Now, here's a very interesting perspective on not only this game, but the entire playoffs. If Saturday night, January 3rd, 8 o'clock on ESPN, if San Francisco can win and beat Seattle, they win their division on all the tiebreakers and everything else that's going on. They get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and the Super Bowl is going to be played at the San Francisco 49ers home stadium. If they win Saturday night, they could be staying home and possibly end up in the Super Bowl sleeping in their own beds. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft.